When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick. Everyone? Swish and Flick.
Hello, and welcome to episode 18 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Hey Reyes.
Or Sarah.
It's my name backwards.
Tiffany's losing it.
Harris.
Guys. Why can we not get this together?
We're keeping this. Today.
I'm not even looking at you.
I can't see. Today, we will be discussing Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, our book-to-movie comparison. This episode is sponsored by Katie Neal. Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. Before we begin, Megan has weekly profit news.
I do.
Megan! Megan!
I thought that we could discuss the... I thought that we could discuss the new Harry Potter Niantic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The app, the new app called Wizards Unite that's coming out.
Like Pokemon Go.
Yes.
It's the same company.
Yes.
Wizards Unite.
So what Niantic, it's called Wizards Unite. So Niantic created Pokemon Go. I'll read a little bit from this article that I found on Niantic's blog. It says, we're on Instagram Live right now, and our listener Hannah said, my name backwards is Hannah. Genius thought. So almost 5 years ago, Niantic launched Ingress, which was their first augmented reality mobile game, turning real-world streets, neighborhoods, and cities into a global game board. And then that eventually, you know, they brought Pokemon Go. They brought that vision to the world at an unprecedented scale. That's what they say.
Pokemon Go.
Along with all of their bugs and mess ups.
Dude,
it was definitely unprecedented.
I should have talked to my mic, shouldn't I? It was rough getting started with Pokemon Go. And I hate to say that I've dropped off the face of the earth Pokemon
Go on
since
every
summer. Because I just don't have hardly any time for it.
I don't do Pokemon, so I didn't play the game.
Me and Katie will play it sometimes, but definitely not like we did in the summertime.
Plus it's cold now.
It's cold. It's snowing outside right now, guys.
True story.
So
I don't know what snow is.
It says here, we're incredibly excited to announce this next step in the evolution of AR mobile entertainment with Harry Potter Wizards Unite. Players that have been dreaming of becoming real life wizards will finally get the chance to experience J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World. Players will learn spells, explore their real world neighborhoods and cities to discover and fight legendary beasts and team up with others to take down powerful enemies. We're thrilled to partner with Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and WB Games San Francisco's development team to bring this magical and beloved series to life in a brand new way. So Harry Potter Wizards Unite will leverage the full stack of the Niantic platform while also providing an opportunity to pioneer all new technology and gameplay mechanics. We look forward to seeing you outside on your next adventure. Stay tuned to our social channels for updates as we work to bring this game to life.
So when this comes out, you'll never see me again. I'll be out playing it constantly.
Well, so it's funny. I'm part of this Pokemon Go Facebook group, like for Cleveland, the Cleveland area. And somebody posted about this in there. And I was like, see a Pokemon. Harry Potter just released this and I'm playing this instead of
Pokemon. I was just about to say, like, Katie, are you going to still Pokemon Go it?
Well, yeah, Pokemon.
You're going to trade off and on?
Yeah.
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 No, I'm done.
Sarah, will you play this?
I'm going to attempt to, but I lose interest in things very quickly.
You don't say.
So.
Except surprisingly, she hasn't lost interest in this podcast, which is
as
good.
As far as you know.
We are still taking applications.
Day two, she told me she was over it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to download it and I'll play it. But, like, I didn't do Pokemon. Like, I don't.
But you weren't a Pokemon fan.
No,
so
it's not different. To say it's just not my thing. Not that I think it's bad or anything.
Right. Yeah, if you think it's bad, Katie and I will choke.
I know
you.
Who like yeah. The main characters are and all that stuff.
Who are the main characters?
Isn't it Ash?
Yeah,
and then there's those Wonder Twins that aren't like they're the ones that like are the mean people.
Wonder Twins.
Wonder Twins.
I don't know. And they
or
do the
Jesse Twins. And James of Team Rocket, but that's yeah. Neither here nor there.
Wonder Twins or Team Rocket.
And
you know,
then
they sound
there's
like
Pikachu. Twins. I love Jigglypuff because she'd sing and then nap, and I like to do both of those.
What she is a living nightmare. Jigglypuff.
I'd like
whoa,
to.
Whoa,
think,
whoa, oh, not Sarah. Jigglypuff's a nightmare.
No, it's okay. I'm a nightmare.
What are Ash's friends' names?
I couldn't tell you.
Come on.
Guy one and girl one. I don't know.
At least she knows they're
a boy and a girl.
Boy yeah. and girl.
Yeah. Misty.
And?
Brock.
Oh, you question.
Like,
that.
Once I hear it, like, I know, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember these names, but it just, that wasn't.
You can leave anytime, though.
I mean, we're talking about Harry Potter, so if I didn't know the people, like, I didn't know, if I didn't know Ron, Harry, and Hermione, then you could kick me out. But I don't really know who Harry is, so. But sure. I mean, I'll dabble. So we'll see how
she'll dabble.
We'll see how long
I
it
think
lasts.
It's interesting that they are going to somehow incorporate learning spells into the game.
Yeah,
I think that'll be neat.
Yeah,
and finding beasts
and finding yeah. beasts.
We can all be a newt.
I wonder if everybody right will have sexy beast.
I wonder if everybody will have their own suitcase like newt.
Mm. Oh, to like store your creatures in?
Can I have yeah. someone that carries my suitcase? Because I don't want to carry it.
It's a virtual suitcase.
It's right here on your phone.
I bet it's not very heavy.
Yeah.
It's a virtual suitcase. Thank you, Tiffany. I didn't know. Well, I thought like you ordered the game and they'd charm. Send you a case that you could fit your magical
listen,
beast into.
I don't pretend to know what happens in that mind of yours.
So many strange and wonderful things.
Let me scroll back up here a little bit. I have to just say something to Hannah because she says, this is the greatest day ever. I was mentioned aww. Earlier on Facebook. You replied to my comment and I've been mentioned on here. And she has like the happy, like, were you like happy cry? Hannah, we love you. We love you.
Yeah.
Hannah Taylor, we love you.
Love you. We love you.
People are saying
love you.
They're going to play both. Hannah realized that our mics are our house colors. Yes, they yes. are.
Yes, they are.
That's what they tell me.
This is mine.
I was never sorted. They sorted me for me.
All right. Well, let's.
And with me.
I'm going to hand this back to Megan.
Megan! Yeah.
I don't know. It's facing out.
Hello.
So, shall we dive into the Re of Caps?
I have a quick question. How much of this do we want to Instagram Live? Do we want to just Instagram Live a lot of it?
Sure.
I don't care.
Do you care?
Nope.
Since this isn't like a Felix Files episode, so like everybody's going to hear it anyway.
True. True story.
Well, unless they don't download it and listen to it.
Hey guys, if you listen to this on Instagram, you still have to download it for us so that we get the cool counts that we like to see go up.
That's okay. Not even what I was thinking. I was just thinking maybe people just don't want to listen to this episode. Maybe they don't care that the movie is different
than the book. Do you not care about our book to movie comparison?
I mean, it's cool if you don't. I don't care.
No, like, let's do it. We'll do it. It's fine. I don't care. That's fun.
I don't care. I don't care. Are we doing the recap? And then I have a question.
Would you like to ask
the
recap?
No, we could do it after the recap.
My Broncos are losing by 10 now.
That's only one touchdown.
They're playing the Bengals, correct? Are they playing in Cincinnati or there?
The real important question is, are the Warriors winning?
No one cares.
Nobody cares.
I care.
Are we doing a podcast?
I at least care about the Broncos more so, significantly more so than the Warriors.
Oh, they're winning by 22. Sounds good.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go back to Harry Potter.
All right.
Harry and the Potters.
Sorry to anybody from Brooklyn because y'all are getting killed by the Warriors.
All right, and now to Katie doing the recap.
Wait.
Recap.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Hey, does somebody want to go on our Facebook and say we're going to Insta-live this?
Sure.
Okay, Sarah. Looks at me.
Should we Insta-live the live post about the Instagram live?
Whoa.
So many lives.
So last time, Harry met Voldemort in the last room after the trapdoor, and he figured out how to get the Sorcerer's Stone out of the Mirror of Erised. But Voldemort fails to get it from him because Quirrell can't touch Harry, and he dies. Sad tweet.
Don't be touching kids.
We have a nice little chat with Dumbledore, and then the school year is over, and Harry goes back to the Muggles.
Oh, I don't
the Muggles.
Muggles
don't notice nothing, do they?
Do you want me to do on the podcast or our group?
The podcast and the group.
All right.
That's a lot of posts.
Yeah, do it.
Book to movie comparison and discussion and go. And go.
So no, yep, here's
that's
my thing.
That's all the doc says.
My question is what. We'll go to each of us. What is your the biggest pet peeve you have of this movie that you wanted? Like you loved it in the books, but you want to see it in the movies,
Well, so this is a difficult question for me because I saw the movie before I read the book.
Hey,
so, but there can still be something in the book.
What is something
that
you read in the book and you're like, God, I really wish they had that in the movie?
Oh, okay.
It's the same question.
It's hard to pick with this one.
I think that. For Sorcerer's Stone, I, reading it for the first time, I loved the duel between him and Draco. That didn't really happen, but like it was just like it was this fun, playful but not really playful because Draco was being a jerk. But like this playful banter between the two of them, like, oh yeah, they're going to be enemies, like you can tell. And I liked that it reinforced that with the whole. Dual scene.
In short.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. I have to think about this. Because when I think about the movies and books, like, I don't really think so much about Sorcerer's Stone compared.
Same, because to me, the Sorcerer's Stone was probably one of the best book-to-movie compared.
Yeah. That
book
chamber.
To movie.
And yeah. Especially because they used a lot of the dialogue from the book.
Yes, directly.
Yeah.
Yes, I loved that. And
I know.
Oh wait, okay, go on.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, okay. Go no go. Okay. The potion scene at the end with they just left Hermione out of
that's
it.
That's true. Can we just look my nail looks like a little sheep.
Oh my gosh.
show this on Instagram Live. It does. It really does.
Little sheep. I can't deal with you.
What do sheep say? Is that what you're gonna say?
Oh, maybe. Oh, huge thing. Oh. I can't believe I didn't think of this immediately.
What?
Peeves.
Yeah.
Oh,
Peeves, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've said this. They filmed all of Peeves, if you didn't know, and it looked awful, so they cut it.
Yeah.
It didn't look good, but they left dropping.
I don't really understand how it could look so awful, though.
And the actor even went to the premiere, even though he wasn't in the movie.
Wasn't it like
and
Andy
did he
something?
Know?
He must.
He had to have known that he was cut.
I think that it was one of those things where, like, they all like collectively were like, "Oh, this is."
But honest to God, like, he looked like he was a great cast for Peeves. Had they like made him, they just didn't have the technology to make him look good.
Yeah.
Okay. So the guy's name was Rick Mayall, and I'm going to IMDb him, and I'll tell you what else he was in.
Lacey Skelton says, "I wish they would have added the Death Day party."
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's Chamber. In Chamber.
That's Chamber. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my bad.
No, it's okay.
Agreed, though.
Still,
no, there's a lot. I think it really hits home for me in 4.
Prisoner.
Prisoner. Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I've read Prisoner. So.
But that's for another episode.
That's for another year.
So we found this really awesome article on the Wikia that kind of breaks down some differences. So I thought we could go through it. Go ahead, Sarah.
I was going to say, I never talked about what I thought was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, whoa.
You horribly mean people.
I apologize.
I'm just
going
to go cry in the corner.
Okay, bye.
Like, I would agree with everybody saying how there's kind of like, for the most part, the book for me was like pretty spot on.
For me?
We're like, they cut out like Peeves I wish was in the movie. I wish you could see like more of the task that they had to do. Mm-hmm. And then like the whole thing with like the dragon, I wish you would have seen like how it actually happened. And then like trying to escape.
Yeah, I agree.
And I wish Neville was in, just in general, I wish Neville was in the movies more because he's just hottest thing to come out of Hogwarts, man.
Not then.
Hannah said more Quidditch, like when Snape was referee.
Yeah,
that would have been. I wonder if Alan Rickman had anything to do with that. I wonder if he wasn't like comfortable or something.
I'm not getting out of room.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would have been another opportunity for him to like show his Snape colors, though, and I feel like he enjoyed playing Snape. So I don't know.
Snape colors. What would those be?
Green, black,
drab, and drab.
Drab and drab. I didn't know drab was a color.
It is now.
Actually, it is. When you were talking about hair color, you learn in hair school that drab, like you can have someone come in and their hair is just like drab. It's a thing.
It's a color or like a texture?
It's like a state. So like when you come in, like there's some people like their hair is just lackluster. Like that's drabish hair. Like you can be coloring someone's hair and it doesn't turn out well. Mm. It kind of means it's drab. It just depends on like the... what you're doing.
Okay. Samantha and Hannah both said the sorting... Oh, no. Hannah says the Sorting Hat song, which would have been cool. Mm-hmm. And Samantha says the Weasley twins and the school song.
And you guys want to sing conducting them?
Hogwarts, Hogwarts, Hoggywartsy Hogwarts, teach us something, please. Even...
Nope. Da, 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 da. Whether we be old and bald or young with scabby knees.
Yeah, that one.
Our heads could put you
with some filling of some interest.
I don't even
stuff.
Know if I can sing my alma mater for my actual high school. So,
Katie is done holding it.
Yeah, I'm done holding.
She's the over camera. It.
Okay, then I'll put it on your face.
Do we want to dive into the article here?
No.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
The Boy Who Lived.
So
this goes chapter by chapter.
It says it omits in the film. It doesn't include Vernon Dursley's day at Grunnings.
Yeah.
Shocking. It was boring. I don't think that would have caught people right off the bat. When you enter in with Dumbledore standing, like, that's going to
so
grab
iconic.
People.
The beginning of that movie is so iconic.
And I'm okay with them leaving out Vernon's
day.
Yeah,
it's like one of those things that, like, you don't really care about.
Yeah. I wonder
the
if
least
they
amount
shot
of Vernon
any
you
of it,
see,
though.
The
because to be completely honest, I mean, as we've discussed on the podcast before, like, that first chapter or two, like, didn't grab me as a kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would think that they also thought about that when filming the movie. Like, well, we need to get to a part that's grabbing.
Yeah.
You know?
And it is, yeah.
Dumbledore's grabbing. Attention.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So basically Vernon noticing McGonagall and her Animagus form earlier in the day. Right, these are omitted. The existence of Ted and Jim McGuffin. I don't remember those names.
I don't know.
Me either. Not in that book.
Oh, not were they the ones that were...
Oh, he was... Jim McGuffin was the Muggle television weatherman.
Oh, my God.
So
and
he
watched
we,
alongside
who
Ted.
Who we were thinking, Tiffany, you brought up, if they were magical.
Actually, wizards.
Because they made a comment about, like, owls everywhere, and they kind of had, like, a little bit of a grin.
They, like, brushed it off.
Yeah.
Could be.
I wonder if they have like a wizard at every like news station to help cover up for the ministry. That just got me really excited. That'd be so cool.
That would be cool.
Oh, so cool. Doo-doo-doo.
I wish I could prop this up somewhere.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. I need my selfie
stick. It's just talking about more like more things that are not in.
This gets really detailed.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Because it says when Dumbledore leaves Harry on the doorstep of the Dursley's house in the movie, he says, "Good luck, Harry Potter," which I get that. And yeah. I'll say why in a second. And, but in the books, he says, "Good luck, Harry." They want you in the movie to like, they want to set that up. Like, this is Harry Potter.
Right. Yeah.
And I get that. I mean,
stuff like that doesn't bother me.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that could have been done that weren't in the movies. Yes, absolutely. Does it frustrate me? Yes. But then I have to think, like, I have to appreciate it for its form and what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
So
I agree.
You have to keep that in mind as you do this with your own comparison.
You have to take it as a book and you have to take it as a movie.
I agree.
And that's the end of it. Because otherwise you'll get infuriated.
That's why kind of like with some of these, I don't even want to bring them up. It's just like too.
There's like silly things in
here. Well, then, yeah. Well,
the amount of presence that Dudley has. And,
yeah.
That whole thing, like, of him going to the zoo and Harry having to tag along because Mrs. Fig broke her leg. Like, it could have been cool just to, like, see, oh, like, we see her a little bit in the first movie and now she's coming back when she's all, like, talking
the
about
connection.
The... Yeah, but, I mean, it's not also, that big like, she's not in there.
Also, isn't in the movie.
Yep, they left
him. We don't care about him.
Who cares?
But the thing with Mrs. Fig, though, like... That wasn't written at this time, correct?
No, I don't think it was.
So that's probably why it wasn't an essential character.
Well,
to
I mean,
add.
You don't really need to see her too much.
Right, but I'm just saying.
But I understand.
She comes in clutch in 5.
Clutch.
I know what you mean.
I agree.
Fig for the win, guys. Have you had a fig?
Did you ever notice that, like, you do hear about him mentioning his sister, like, because she's ill or whatever?
Yes.
Whatever.
She ate a funny whelk.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was thought, I'm like, oh my God, she does mention, like, so you do hear about her.
You hear about Marge.
Horrible human.
On vacation in Majorca.
No, that's Yvonne.
Oh, I'm sorry, Yvonne. Shout out to Yvonne.
Yeah, Yvonne.
What else? Ooh, the whole reptilian-ness.
What?
In the movie, Dudley gets trapped in the tank, but in the book... The glass disappears and the snake comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
But that
I'm
made
okay.
it funnier.
I'm okay with him getting trapped in the glass.
It definitely made it more like a movie.
Okay, here's a little funny-ism from the movies. I don't know.
A funny-ism.
If anybody notices this, but whenever Dudley is in the glass tank and hands on the glass, there's something stuck on his hand that's like dirt or something. It drives me nuts every time I see it. I just want to be like, dude, wipe your hand off on your pants.
I've never noticed.
Well,
it.
Now you will know
the whole entire movie.
Now you're
never
gonna
watch the movie again.
If in the last movie you can frame by frame recreate Ralph Fiennes' nose, you can get that little speck of dust off of Dudley's
nose. Oh, I was gonna be like, it's computer animated. Like, they took his nose away with a computer.
What's a computer?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
What's a computer?
Oh man.
Jeesh. What else do we have to talk about?
I
wish, and they do this in the extended, like, edition, like, the deleted scenes, when she's opening up, like, the eggs and stuff, and you see, like, the letters.
Yes, I wish
that was in the full version, because I love it. Like, that is, like, that's so petty. Like, I'm going to send you in everything. Like, you're going to turn around, and there's going to be a letter. You're going to turn back around, and there's going to be more letters.
That's so McGonagall.
Yes, so good. And I wish they kept that in the actual movie. But you do see it, like, if you watch it on Freeform.
Or just if you watch the DVD with the
extended edition. You see her and she's cracking an egg and she's like, what is this? Love it. So good.
Okay, does anybody remember when the first movie, like, when it first came out on DVD, like, you get it for the first time and then you go to the special features and you had to tap the bricks to get through?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do.
I actually got the Chamber of Secrets DVD before... I got sorry. What are you laughing at?
Lacey Skelton. You've got dirt on your hand. Did you know?
Oh my God, that's perfect.
That's good. Oh, she fits right in our group.
I also think it's interesting because we're now talking about Keeper of the Keys. That Hagrid sleeps over there. Like in the movie, they just seem to like
they just go.
Which I'm like, I love it. Like Hagrid's like, yeah, I'm staying here, and y'all are gonna like have to accept it.
Yeah,
he's got sausages and he's gonna roast them. Yes,
you know,
passionate. Oh my gosh.
I actually really like in the movie how they sped that up and how it was like, okay, Hagrid came, he gave Harry his letter, he stayed overnight, they went to Diagon Alley, Harry went to Hogwarts. Like, yeah. I liked that because it seemed I don't know. It just seemed weird to me that, like, the Dursleys would be okay with Harry coming back for a month and then driving him to the train station. Yeah,
I would agree with that, that it just seems a bit odd. But, like, you don't really see him staying over in the house. But, yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that, because, like, rereading, I was like, oh, God, I guess there is a month between them. I'm like, and I, even, like, older.
I'd forgotten about just, that.
I don't feel like the Dursleys would have actually dropped him off. Like, they're like, we're not, you can take a cab. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel about it. But, like, at the same time, like, say all of this was a whole joke or whatever. Like, what would have happened if they drop Harry off and nothing happens? Like, and Hogwarts isn't real and
they would have just left him there.
But that would have never happened because Petunia knows that magic is real.
True.
I understand that, but, like, what if, like, they all were in on it? I don't know. It's just something, like, what would have happened if, like, what if he couldn't get onto the platform? Like, would someone have come got him?
Right.
Well, like we said before, aren't there, like,
there's people that are walking around the platform.
Nobody helped him, but Mrs. Weasley
fell through in Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
But
right.
Dobby.
I like here Hannah said, when they're running from the letters and the books, it's all like, shake them off, shake them off. And then they like go to that hotel. And she said in the films, they just cut straight to the Hut on the Rock. Like, how did they get there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked in the books how they stayed at a hotel in Cokeworth. And that was a connection to Lily and Petunia because that's where they grew up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting that he would think to stay in a city where he was trying to escape magic, but he goes to Cokeworth where he knows that like Lily was magical. So it seemed odd that he chose that place.
He's not particularly bright.
He's not a bright trail.
We're going away. Far away. Well, they can't find us.
So good. It's just so good. Oh, where does that
Daddy's
bring us?
He's gone mad, hasn't he?
Wow, they have a lot in Diagon Alley's chapter.
Ooh, yeah, they
do. Because that's where he meets Malfoy.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's another thing that I thought and, like,
they
would have
been so
liked.
Cool to see. Mm-hmm. Because you, when do they meet?
You
on the train?
You kind of see and understand Draco's privilege in this scene. Yes. But no, they don't meet until the stairwell.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie, they don't meet. Yes.
In the book, they meet at Madame Malkin's.
They meet here in Madame Malkin's, and then they meet again
on
the train.
Not formally meet,
yeah.
Well, yeah, Draco doesn't obviously know who Harry is at Madame Malkin's, but then he meets him on the train and realizes who he is. Yeah.
I bet if Narcissa or Malfoy Sr. was with him, they would have been like, oh, Harry
Potter.
Well,
they wanted him, correct? Am I correct in saying they wanted Draco to be friends with Harry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
100%. Because he was the next
right
dark
sometimes.
Wizard. Yeah, what a bunch of followers. Like, be a dark wizard yourself. Like, what's wrong?
Be your own strong,
be your own dark wizard.
No, don't be your own dark wizard. They're not nice.
Well, I'm just saying. Copy That's kids. Neither here nor there.
I guess.
So,
you find out more about Hagrid, too. Like, you don't see that. You don't find out that Hagrid was expelled, do you, in the first one?
Yeah, he says that he's not allowed to use his wand.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that he's expelled.
In the film, he
does
not say.
Because in the book,
he
says that he was expelled from Hogwarts.
In the film,
he does. He's like, strictly speaking, not allowed to do magic.
Does he say it like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Pew.
That's the sound that his wand makes.
I like, or I don't like this difference, but this was interesting to me. Hagrid tells Harry about his parents' death in the movies while they're at the Hut on the Rock, but, oh, no. That was in the book. And then in the movie, he does it at the Leaky Cauldron.
Yeah.
That's in London.
That's in London. You hear that, Ern? That's in London. Oh, you said that expulsion thing. Quirrell does not have his turban until after his failed attempt to steal the Philosopher's Stone from Gringotts.
Oh, my God.
Son of a biscuit.
I didn't even realize that. I should be talking more into my mic.
Which way is it facing? Oh, that was real up close and personal with me.
I didn't even realize that. It's crazy. Are people still enjoying us talking?
There's 9 people watching.
9.
Nope. Nope.
Why not?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a magic number because any number
is
magical.
It is now.
Okay. Madame Malkin's not in there.
Yeah, you never see her, do you?
Her name appears on a sign, but that's it.
You do see, you see her like store facade.
With the scissors.
Yeah.
Hagrid's with Harry
Which,
when he buys his
Which, let me tell
hand.
You, is freaking identical to what it looks like in Diagon Alley and Universal. It's
Diagon Alley. What are you laughing at over
I'm
there?
I'm laughing because Steph A. Price says just listened to episode 14 and y'all got me craving pot roast.
Oh my God, it was so
good. Dude, it was awesome. And guess what, Steph? Now I want pot roast.
Thanks a lot.
I'm making some.
We just had, thanks to Sarah's dad, fajitas.
Oh, they were good.
They were yummy.
We each had 10,000 chicken fajitas.
Oh my gosh, posh it up. She says, I finished the whole podcast in like 4 days.
Wow.
Thanks.
That is binging a lot on our voices.
Dedication, girlfriend.
I haven't even finished the podcasts.
Well,
and she's
you
not
did
lying.
Live the podcast.
So. I don't know what episode I'm on.
She's already listened to it.
In the novel, Harry buys his wand with Hagrid, but in the film, Hagrid's not there. He wants
he
to go
breaks
by Hedwig.
The chair.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my gosh.
Poor yeah, Hagrid. Funny. It's a little embarrassing Hagrid. Breaking a chair, but it's also really funny.
Have you broken a chair?
Yeah.
Oh, funny story about a chair and me. Well, go ahead. You can finish.
Well, I was just at my cousin's house and I like sat down on it. I'd been sitting on it all day and it was like one of those old like lawn chairs, like plastic ones.
All brittle.
And I like sit on it and it broke and I'm on the floor crying because I'm laughing so hard. And my cousin's like, it's really old. It's really, I'm like, all right. I don't care if it was brand new. I still think it's funny. I broke this chair because I like, like, I went and I sat, like, on my leg on it. Oh, my God, it was so funny.
Sarah's a clumsy kind of
person. I didn't break a chair, but in college, I went to go have a meeting with one of my professors.
After and pulling an all-nighter.
She had a really stupid chair in her office.
Did you pull out of
that
it?
Dumb chair.
It was, like, I sat down in it, and it just, like, slid out from under me, and I, like, fell on the ground.
Oh!
And it was so loud, and she, like... She
I heard like, it down the hallway. I didn't
she
know
was
what
like,
happened.
Are you okay? And I'm like,
I'm good. Give me
tired.
A second.
I'm good.
I'll get up.
It's hilarious. I fall out of chairs all the time.
Fun fact, I almost missed the chair at my wedding.
Oh, that would have been funny.
That would have been awful.
It
so would
have been hilarious.
I didn't, but okay. Harry Potter.
Talk about how he, that's when he first met Draco.
Yeah, we talked about that.
He hears about Quidditch.
Quidditch.
Do you want to know what I really liked? Is that in the book, Harry named Hedwig from History of Magic. He
right.
just yeah. kind of like opened it and was like, oh.
Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it's not mentioned how Hedwig gets her names.
No.
Gets her name.
Yeah, very true.
Yep.
Very true. Very true.
Boom. So, platform 9 3 quarters.
Platform 9 3 quarters.
Oh, this drives me nuts.
Okay. All right. Well, let Katie
never mind.
Take it.
I thought we were going to the next section.
I'll Katie, we'll let you take the next section if you like
okay.
it.
That's fine.
We first reads about the connection between Dumbledore and Flamel, but you don't see that until later on. I don't even think Dumbledore talks about his connection in the movie with Nicholas Flamel. Do we even hear that, really?
No.
I don't think
Hopefully
so.
Hopefully we'll find it in Fantastic... Nope. Yes. The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Crimes of Grindelwald.
Well, he's in it, so
yeah. Nicholas Flamel.
Yeah.
Where have I been? Sarah. Oh well, duh, he's still alive. In this basement. I'm like, he'd be dead by then. No, he wouldn't, Sarah, because he died.
The 20s.
He died in the '90s. What's wrong?
Sarah, people definitely pictured you as a hand talker.
Am I a hand talker?
Oh yeah.
She sometimes gestures so hard she could like take someone.
You know
out.
What's really bad? When I remember the first time I ever got like fake nails. I was like this and like flicking my fingers around.
Yeah.
Your phone said it's going to run out of storage.
Oh, is it saving this video as it goes?
I don't know. I clicked out of it. So
maybe we should stop it and restart it. Because it might like be saving it temporarily.
Maybe. I don't know.
Guys, we'll BRB. If you're looking for some new Muggle outfits, check out Agnes and Dora by Mama Zamore. Be confident and comfortable in these stylish tops, dresses, and adorable leggings. Agnes and Dora provides buttery soft clothes that are flattering for any body type and any occasion. Swish and flick over to our website, mamazamore.agnesandora.com. mamazamore.agnesandora.com. And check out our Facebook page at Mama Zamore, just in time for the holidays.
All right, we can also, do you want to still talk about?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Neville comes into the compartment where Harry and Ron are sitting, which was omitted, looking for the toad. And you only really see Hermione, but in the books, Hermione's with Ron, or Neville again, right? Like, they're both there, but Hermione's the only one talking.
I feel like Hermione and Neville hit it off. Like, not hit it off, but like, clung to each other because they were both kind of misfits.
But I don't know if they really did, because I think Hermione was still like thinking she's better than everyone else.
Well, yeah, but she had no one else.
That's what you get when you're stuck up.
Okay.
I'm so smart. I'm smarter than all y'all.
All right, the sorting hat. Katie, do you have beef with this?
Well, yeah, when they go up to be sorted.
And in the, I know what you're going to talk about.
In the movie,
the order,
they just go all out of whack. And in the book, it's alphabetical.
Drives me insane.
And
Susan Bones. Ron Weasley. It doesn't go in that order.
Coincidentally, Harry Potter's the big one.
Yeah.
That everyone looks forward to the last one. And no, it doesn't happen. He's a P. There's a bunch of other ones that come after
him. He's a P.
Ron Weasley comes after him.
Yeah.
I don't know how the alphabet works, guys.
Well, it doesn't work like that.
Do you need a lesson, Miss Teacher over there?
Yep.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Thank you for that lesson.
I had no idea, Sarah.
I wanted to do it all in one breath, but it just wasn't happening.
Also, as someone else pointed out, Sorting Hat doesn't sing in the movie.
No, yeah. It's so sad.
Which I didn't really think about till right now.
Did you guys know that Susan, the girl that played Susan Bones, was Christopher Columbus's daughter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also his other daughter is in a portrait when they're going up the stairs. Curtsies. She curtsies. Yeah, she's got like flowers, like a little flower basket in her hand, and she curtsies. She's a pretty big portrait.
You know what would have been really cool to see? Ron, or not Ron, because you see him get sorted. Neville gets sorted because he was almost a headstall because he kept asking.
Yeah.
I'm a Hufflepuff. And the sword's like, no, you're not. You're Gryffindor.
You're going to slice off a snake head later. Can you like get with the program?
This is crazy.
I like this one. Percy is supposed to be wearing glasses, but he doesn't in the films. Mm. His horn-rimmed glasses.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hedwig's name is never mentioned except in a deleted scene, and the same thing goes for Mrs. Norris.
Whoa!
Wait, whose name?
Hedwig. They never say her name.
Oh, I guess not.
Except later.
Are you sure?
I don't know. That's what it says.
I'll have to do some research.
No, well, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, just so that you guys are aware, we are going to be doing a live
reaction to
commentary
a live commentary of Sorcerer's Stone.
I like reaction butter.
So Percy does wear glasses later on. You're correct, Lacey. I'm pretty sure in the whenever he works for the ministry.
Is that on me, by the way? Is that on me?
Yeah, sorry.
I don't care.
I'm pretty sure he does whenever he works for the ministry and he's like all
oh spiffy. No, I want to say you're correct.
Dear Chris Rankin.
Yeah.
Can you
we know your
us?
Girlfriend listens to our podcast because we gave her a button. So be a good boyfriend and listen with her.
Not my gumdrop buttons.
So I totally forgot what I was going to say.
So yeah.
Glasses. So next.
All right, Potion Master chapter.
Oh, I know. I was saying we're going to be doing a live commentary, so we'll have to look out for Hedwig's name in the movie. Make and sure that it doesn't Mrs. happen.
Norris. It's going to be ridiculous, because if our friends are with us, we tried to watch the movies one time.
And we ended up talking
and
about
we didn't
else.
Even finish the first one, and then we podcasted for the rest of the day.
But we are going it was for a good time. You guys. We are going to do a live
it's
commentary.
Be an ep.
At the end of every book, we will do a live commentary of the movies if you guys like this. So
yeah,
this is our trial.
We are, like,
and if you don't,
about it.
We're going to do it anyway.
Well, we'll do. We just won't. We won't invite you to watch us watch it.
Watch me watch this movie.
Lacey says, yes, he did wear it, like in the scene where Dumbledore escapes with Fox. That's correct. I do remember that now. Because okay. He's working for the ministry at that time.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
This is a regular episode, I would just like to point out.
I didn't say anything wrong.
Okay.
He's just a Richard.
We miss out on Sassy Harry.
Oh, God. Sassy Harry's so great.
He's screaming.
You know what's a big thing between the books and the movies? And I've said this on several episodes. Ron is so much better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, well, he had such great lines. Ron. And then, like, Harry can be
full
so
of
sassy.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Like, that's the one thing. Like, I get it. Like, Hermione's a wonderful, like, all three of them are wonderful characters. But you don't really get to see that too much in all of the movies and the books and stuff. Versus the books, you know.
Broncos lost by 3. Sad.
I'm sorry. So. Go Bengals.
If you're from Colorado or in the Denver area.
Or if you're just a fan, Tiffany. You don't live there and you're a fan.
You're right. Shout out to the Denver Broncos. What?
Yeah. So, Sassy Harry, when... Snape is trying to get him to answer a question. Harry doesn't know, and he's like, "Well, Hermione knows the answer clearly, so why don't you ask her?" Loses a point for Gryffindor.
So
Steffa Price wants to know if we can give her a heads up for the date and time. And we do know the date. The live commentary is going to be on December 2nd, along with our live Q&A. But we're not sure of the time yet. But we'll let you know about the time.
We're
for
trying
sure.
to figure it out for all time zones.
Yep. Yes,
like a general okay time.
Yeah, good time zone
for like
everybody.
Us. And
we'll post
West Coast and Europe. Mm-hmm.
My tum tum doesn't feel good.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. My tummy box feels broken.
Okay.
Harry Potter and the Midnight Duel, which never happened in the movies.
Yeah, this whole chapter is just like omitted.
Pretty much. How do they get, do they get in trouble that night in the movie, the books?
Mm.
No, they don't.
No.
They defeat.
They
That's when they
avoid
first
it.
See
they avoid Filch.
Fluffy.
Oh, they yeah. added where Ron's broom hit him in the face.
That's hilarious.
So good.
That was a good ad. That was a good ad.
Yeah, that was definitely.
I love it. He's like, shut up.
And he's like, they're all laughing. Yeah.
Shut up, Harry.
Where he is. Charms class is what he's attending. He being Oliver Wood is attending charms class.
Not D.A.
In the books and in the D.A. movies, he's at Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Also, Pavarti defends Neville. I think I pointed this out in that episode.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Before Harry does. Mm-hmm. Because Malfoy calls him fat. Great
yeah.
lump fall on his fat. Ace.
Arse.
If you
arse,
don't know
you could say.
What ace means. I like saying ace.
Oh, I thought it was arse.
It's A double snakes. I like saying ace.
She's just saying she likes to say that. But
oh,
yes, and
it.
Yes, that's how they, yes, that's
got
how
it.
They say
I
it.
I understand.
A double arse. Snakes. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
Tiffany doesn't like to swear.
On the podcast.
But I do. Oh, I thought for a second, I thought you actually was saying, I thought you said the F word and I was like, oh my God.
No, I would never do that.
I probably would.
Not on here.
Guys, we're good.
What else should we talk about?
We're talking about the chapter.
The Midnight Duel.
I know, I'm trying
so
to
yeah,
read.
I,
oh,
I really,
where do they see, where do they meet the dog? How do they meet the dog in the movie?
That's in this, on the movie.
They literally open the door and he's there.
But they're running away from Filch. Why?
Duel.
No,
in the
duel
movie.
Doesn't happen in the movie.
In the book, it's because
is
they're
it?
Running away from.
Oh, I don't.
From Filch.
This
hey,
is Norris.
Of our Instagram livers, do you know why
I
they're
can't
running
remember.
Away from Filch in the movie?
Hold on, let me go and look this up.
Why can I not think of that?
I don't know. They go
I
out.
I remember them running from, they see Mrs. Norris
yeah.
first.
In that little hallway.
Yeah, but like, why are they there?
Oh, you know what? I think they just take a wrong turn.
But like, but they
the
aren't
stair, they're
to
on the staircase.
The stair moves.
And
the
all of a sudden moves. The stair
But where
moves.
Are they going? Are they going back to they're their common to, room?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then the staircase moves and they find themselves
Everybody's
in the
saying
wrong.
The staircase moved and they ended up there.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
But yeah, and then
that
just...
was the brain fart on Swish and Flick's part. Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry.
We can only remember so much at all times.
Yep.
You're right. Also, we're probably a little tired.
Do they say Mrs. Norris's name then there?
No.
That was really high voice.
I think they go, I think they go, oh no, Filch's cat.
Yeah.
Oh, Filch's cat. Okay.
Why would you just say Mrs. Norris?
Because no one would. They're like, who's Mrs. Norris?
The cat.
I understand that. But how old were you when you were watching this? I was 11. Not all 11-year-olds are that bright to pick it up. That like, oh, Mrs. Norris is a cat.
Well, I don't know. An 11-year-old
who names a cat Mrs. Norris?
Enchantments and, I don't
know. Well, we all know my feelings of Filch.
Oh,
he was old.
We are
then. He
in trouble
in the other movie. Show the name Game of Thrones.
It's just dead. My favorite thing to say. I should say that to my students when
what
they get
do you
in trouble.
Say?
Oh, we are in trouble.
Lacey said, "Who's Mrs. Norris?"
We don't know.
Never heard of her.
Some stray.
She is a stray. We don't like her. She's not very nice.
Says that James. When it says in the novel, McGonagall mentions that Harriet was a James Potter was a chaser.
That's not
true.
And in
the film, it says he's a seeker.
That's not true. She doesn't ever mention that he's a chaser. However, he is a chaser.
She does mention that he played
Quidditch,
though.
I've confirmed this with you, Tiffany Ray.
Yes.
I've confirmed it. Because
just throwing out middle names. My gosh.
Well, you were being skeptical. I saw it in your eyes, girl.
No, but why does it say it right here?
I don't know why it says that. That's incorrect. That's why I don't always listen to the Wikia. But it says that J.K. Rowling confirmed that James Potter was a chaser in a Scholastic chat.
Yeah. Don't die.
So the movie's okay. Wrong there.
Okay.
Wait, the movie's wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, does the movie say that he's a seeker?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you also see, not that this has anything to do with it, but it does show on that plaque that McGonagall is also a Quidditch player.
Quidditch.
This is what she says. Your father would have been proud, she said. He was an excellent Quidditch player himself.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm finding that so fast.
Well, I knew what chapter
it was. Oh, yeah.
Well, J.K. Rowling confirmed the James being a chaser thing, though. So.
This is Halloween.
Oh, we're on Halloween.
This is Halloween. Mm-hmm. This is Halloween.
Pumpkin scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat till the neighbors want to die of fright.
Okay.
Oh, in the book, Harry receives his Nimbus 2000 before his first training session.
False.
However, Harry flies the Nimbus 2000 in the book during training, but in the film, he doesn't have it. Or any other broom, therefore he doesn't even fly.
Yeah, because he's catching in the book, he's catching golf balls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you don't. I don't remember watching him fly in the movies until he was playing Quidditch.
Yeah, well, he didn't. They just show him introducing like all the balls and then hitting the bludger.
Yeah,
yeah.
You'd make a fair beater.
A fair beater.
I was gonna say that.
Weird. Do it. Say it. Weird. Go ahead.
Nope. She took it.
So do it.
She took it.
Too much pressure?
Too much pressure.
All right. Ding, 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 ding.
Katie Tilby says, but also in the fifth book in the memories, Harry sees James is playing with a snitch. That is correct. But I think that he's just a fan of Quidditch all around.
Yeah, he's nimble.
Yeah.
That's a fair point, though.
It is.
It is kind of misleading.
James
it
be is. Nimble. James be quick.
James jumped over a Quidditch stick.
Golden snitch.
James got that golden snitch.
Katie's was better. Well done. Well done.
Gold.
Hey-o.
Oh, hey. All right. They don't eat a feast in the movie, and I wish they did.
Yeah, it was
for
all
Halloween.
Just candy, really, wasn't it?
Well, you see Ron mound down on chicken legs?
In the movie.
No, that's the beginning. That's the very first feast.
Wait, what?
Oh my god, who is it?
I was just saying I want to watch them actually eat a feast.
I think it's Draco when he announced that the troll is there and they all start screaming and he does
it's
this.
Like, ah!
He's got crap all over his fingers, like candy and sticky stuff. there's fucking
I'm sure
hands.
Those kids were just pounding candy the whole entire time while filming.
It just makes me like,
they probably filmed scenes where they were eating.
Or maybe
and then you
wrong.
Know how when TV shows you have to like either pretend to eat or take like small bites or whatever.
Yeah.
I bet they were just like, shove it in.
You know what they do in shows? You don't have to pretend to eat. They give you like, so what you're supposed to do is, what you can do is you'll be eating like your food and you have a spit bucket. So like you have to keep doing scenes. So like say we're all at dinner and
I'm
eating a burger. So I take a bite and you know, we do our scene and then I'd spit it out. The reason why Chris Pratt, when he was doing Parks and Rec, he gained so much weight because he was like, I don't use a spit bucket. Every time you see him eating, he's actually eating.
Shout out to Paunch Burger.
So, yeah, it's like you either do that or you like, you know, fake eat. I love it when you're watching a show or anything and they have like a coffee mug and they set it down and it makes that sound that an empty coffee cup makes.
It kills me.
There's nothing in there.
In Gilmore Girls, every time they get food, they don't eat it.
They take
two bites or whatever. And Lorelai will walk in. She'll get a cup. She'll be like, I need coffee. And she'll get coffee. And not drink it.
She'll just leave.
And I'm like, what's happening?
The best is like when you'll see them like get a burger and fries and they just eat the fries like for the entire scene.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Hate
so
it.
That's why. So like a lot of times they'll have a spit, which is disgusting, a spit bucket next to them. So like while they're doing their scene, then they can spit their food out.
Jeez. What a waste.
Well, that's why some people just eat.
Go Chris Pratt.
If you've ever watched, what's that, a Harry Potter musical? Where the guy that plays Ron is eating something different in every single scene. It's great.
It's hilarious.
And then when he gets a crush on Hermione and he's like all sad about it, he walks around with an enormous chocolate Hershey bar that's like this big.
All right.
And he just holds it.
This is interesting. It says, due to Peeve's omission from the film, Ron suggests that people are playing jokes when the troll gets let in. Because in the book, he says that he has a feeling that Peeve's let the troll in.
Yeah.
You're right.
Interesting.
When Ron tries to levitate the feather and is doing it incorrectly, Hermione tells him to make the gar nice and long. And in the film, she just tells him it's Leviosa.
No. Just saying
Leviosa.
It wrong. Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Okay, shout out to Swish and Flick.
Swish and Flick.
Oh, yeah. Everybody?
I was just watching something and they said that and I was like, oh, they just said Swish and Flick and it had nothing to do with Harry Potter. I just got so excited. I forget what it was.
Yeah, what is saying that?
I don't know. I think I was watching a YouTube video and I was going to send it to you guys, but you guys don't watch YouTube videos like that. So
they added in the dialogue of Hermione saying that he's going to take someone's eye out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that add-in.
Stop.
You're going to take someone's eye out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they didn't put in where Snape took Quidditch through the ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that once leads to they didn't show
his bite. You kind of see it.
You see it when he's walking by with Phil.
So they just put in a different space. And they don't ever talk about it, really, do they?
They show it after they fight the troll.
Yeah. I think they just talk about
it. And if you talk,
for
like, think
reason,
about
Snape has his leg out.
With the troll.
It's like, who wore that dress? Is it Angelina Jolie?
Yep. She got memed so hard for that.
Oh, it was such a good dress.
Those couple years, I don't remember what ward show it was, but she wore it with. It was a black dress,
and it was just
strapless.
Like her long legs sticking out
at like a weird.
It looked so good.
It was hilarious because then people like would take the meme and they took the leg and they like imposed it on the other side, so it was like. Funny. But also that night, going back to Harry Potter,
quit picking your nails.
I can't help it. This is why I have crappy nails. Wasn't it just McGonagall, like, in the books? Like, not just McGonagall. Dumbledore wasn't in the room, was he? Was he in the movie?
For what?
In the bathroom?
Mm-mm.
No.
It was, in the movie, it was
we
like, I don't think who was supposed to be in the room. Like, because Snape wasn't in the room.
We speculated that Dumbledore was at the third floor.
Yes. But is he, I don't know.
Oh, here's your Greek chappie and an Irish feller business.
Where are you
in the book?
This?
It says that he bought Fluffy from a Greek chappy, but in the movie, he says from an Irish feller, because Fluffy is from Greece,
which makes sense that he would come from a.
Right, I don't know why they made it Irish.
I don't know, maybe because it's more like people aren't gonna. I don't know. I don't want to say that people won't connect the three-headed dog and being from Greece. maybe they connect more with Irish feller. I don't know. It's like such a stupid thing to change.
It's such a weird thing to change. Yeah.
Maybe they're more like they're more likely to see an Irish guy in a pub in Scotland than a Greek guy is what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's not very kind.
No, I'm just saying like they're because
no, I'm not saying that to you, but I'm just saying that's weird. And if that's the reason, that's really not cool.
Steffa Price says, I love that it feels like you all would be having this conversation even if you weren't recording.
Oh, we would. Absolutely true.
Yeah, it's so true.
You guys, that's why Swish and Flick is because we were having conversation. Yeah.
And this is why we talk forever, because we literally get off on tangents.
We talked for an hour and a half before we recorded the episode before this one. So we have a lot to say.
Especially when we haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yes.
We have to update each other on our lives.
It's been a week?
No, they have no lives, or they have lives, then I don't have one, so. I don't ever have much to update them on.
Oh, we didn't record last weekend because me and Katie were in New Jersey.
Correct.
Shout out to Courtney. Congratulations on getting married.
Yeah, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Woo woo.
Her wedding was so cool. It was Haunted Mansion themed.
It was awesome. Pretty amazing.
But it's been like 2 weeks, right? 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I'm mad about that was omitted. Fred and George bouncing snowballs off of Coral's head.
You see it, don't you?
No.
You don't see that in the movie? No. Maybe I'm thinking of a different movie that they were throwing snowballs at someone.
They were throwing snowballs in Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But they look at each other, not at a teacher.
Not at Voldemort's face.
Draco Malfoy insulting Ron's family about poverty. Omitted.
Probably a good thing.
But
yeah, Richard.
But when you leave stuff like that out, like, you don't get a full sense of the character.
Well, you don't see a lot of Draco.
I know. I feel like there needs to be more Draco. Because he's
vital. As much as he's like vital. The antagonist, like, not in the movie so much, I feel like, at all. At least, I mean, is what I'm trying to say.
The wooden flute.
Yeah. Because what is
they,
the
they just
movie?
They just or use just, the bewitched harp that's already playing.
Slackers.
Lame. Yeah, because Hagrid doesn't even give him a flute in the movie.
Nope.
For Christmas.
Does he give him anything?
Probably rock cakes.
I mean, they don't show anything that Hagrid gets him in the movies.
All I still can't believe stoats are weasels.
The sweater from Mrs. Weasley and the invisibility cloak.
The cloak.
You don't even see like the one pence from the Dursleys or something that he gives them, and then he gives it to Ron.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a 50 pence piece.
Sorry. Also, Madam Pince is not in the movie at all.
Yeah.
Eh.
Ever.
We don't like her.
No, Irma. She's dumb, but.
Irma with an I.
Didn't someone say there was a love connection between her and Filch?
There was a theory, yeah.
Well, that's on Pottermore.
I was going to say it's on Pottermore. It's a thing.
It's a real thing.
I also I wish that they had shown Harry's whole family in the Mirror of Erised.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed.
Like they did in the books. That was interesting.
My contacts.
You know what? Another
dry.
Thing I wished. I wish that the parents looked like they were actually like
20.
Their age.
Oh. Like get something that like it doesn't like because I love the people, especially the ones that were in the movies a lot. Like Gary Oldman, I love.
David Thewlis.
Yes. And Severus Snape. Like I like.
But they're
Severus
much
Snape.
Older than they should be.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. Alan Rickman was a great Snape. Like all of these characters were great, but like
I don't think anybody else could have played Snape.
No. I agree. It just it's one of those things where like you forget like how young they were when all of this stuff happens because they're played by characters that were
younger than us,
way older. Yeah, like by the time
Lily and James died. In my life, I've lived 6 years since when they died. You know, like that's
crazy. It is crazy that they were married with a kid, like.
Right. Yeah. There's
like that just
too.
Blows my mind. Like
my parents got married. Really
I know.
Young
like
too.
By the time my mom was Same. My age, she had three kids. Like
it's different. Well,
it's,
and people
it's so mind blowing.
So not Harry Potter, but people are talking about how like millennials are like getting jobs and waiting to have children until like into
Much
their
later.
30s or like late 20s, and our population isn't like turning over like it used to. Like it's down. It's like, okay, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Okay. We're like, thinking just, about things
it's so,
more.
It's so strange to me, like, to think to be that young. And there's nothing wrong
God,
with it. Like, clearly,
I would have never
if Voldemort never
been
existed,
able to do
that. They would
it's
have
crazy.
Been, they would have, like, because they loved each other. They had a lot. Like,
for
it's
me,
not
it's
like
crazy.
They had, like, they were a good relationship, you know what I mean? But like, for I don't know, being I'm Valerie. 27 and I can't think about getting married. Like,
do you think that maybe within the wizarding community it's more since they're done with school when they're younger?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they were in, it was in the 79, probably 78, 79 when they got married. So it was so many years ago. So like back then, my parents got married when they were in the 80s, my parents got married. So like they were still young. They were just a little bit older than them, but like,
do we know when Harry and all of them got married?
Harry got married. They got married young because if so 19 years later, right now, Albus Severus is 11 years old and he's the second kid. And so they're in their 30s. They were probably the same age. They probably got married. Like I would think that Harry and Ginny probably got married right out when Ginny finished school, like right around then, because how many years is between Albus Severus and James Sirius?
Well, I think that they would have dated a little bit. They didn't really date for very long.
I know, but what I'm saying is they probably, by the time they were 27, they at least had one
kid. Yeah, for sure.
You know, at least not two.
Right.
If not two, which is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Cause hold on, I'll do the math. Y'all talk about something and I'll figure this out.
I also had a thought. James and Lily, wartime.
Mm-hmm.
Harry and Ginny, just out of wartime. They understand what is important in life and they want to latch onto it as quickly as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, especially back in like World War II and stuff, people were getting married.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's time of war. It pushes you to grow up faster.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know how many years.
You don't want to waste time.
Exactly.
What year? Where do you have the Deathly Hallows book? Can I have that?
Yeah.
Because
I can't reach her. T Rex arms.
Harry would have been 25 when he had Albus Severus.
I don't know.
Do you say I don't? I'm telling you, he would be.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because he was born in 1981, correct? So he'd be 26 this year. He just turned 26 in July. 31st is his birthday. And Albus Severus, we know, is at least 11 because this is his first year at Hogwarts. And he's there now enjoying Hogwarty times. It's probably cold. It might be raining. Who knows?
Oh my God. This is why we keep her around.
So he was 25 when he had Albus Severus. And when I said he, I mean his wife gave birth, not him. Because guys can't give birth. And then he had Lily when she was 20. He was 27 when, roughly, because she's like 2 years. I want to go now. I'm just trying to see if.
So, but then, yeah. How James is what? He's a year or two older than Albus.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
So he was probably like 23.
I think.
Maybe,
well,
when
I think he's just
James.
A year older, so he's probably 23, 24.
A little bit. I wonder if they got married right away, or if they were like, "Oh, let's."
But I wonder how long they
actually
were married
date.
Before they
settle down and date.
Well, if you think about it, then she was 24 when she had Albus. She was at least 20, probably 23 when she had James.
We know that
at least 20. I would say 22 when she had James.
And I don't think them not getting married right away had anything to do with like them not being together for very long because she's the last thing that he thinks about before Voldemort kills him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, he knew he was going to be with her or wanted to be with her.
Yeah. Rose is the same age as Albus and then there's Hugo who's younger, correct?
Yeah.
So
I think Hugo is close to
Hermione
really.
Was 26. She was 26 because she's a little bit older. Mm-hmm. 25, 26 when she has Rose.
Interesting.
So by the time they're my age, they all have children.
Ugh.
Not that I don't want children, but I can't even get my own life together, let alone someone else's.
Okay.
Someone asked on here, Valerie said, would Harry have seen his godfather in the mirror?
I think that's an interesting question, but I don't think that he would have, because I think that it was strictly the Potter family tree.
Like or the bloodline?
Bloodline family tree.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
What are we talking if he looks
in
into
the mirror
it later?
Of Erised. When he was 11 and he looked in the mirror of Erised, would Harry have seen Sirius in there because he was his godfather? But I think it was strictly bloodline.
I think so, too.
I don't know.
I think had he looked into it after...
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Sirius had
that.
Passed. He would have been there.
Someone did say maybe after he met Sirius because he didn't know Sirius.
Yeah, 100%.
So he didn't.
I think.
And then someone else
Tonks
said he didn't
and
know
Remus
would have
been in there as well.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone else said Yeah, because he didn't know him. He wouldn't know to miss or desire him.
Who he would have seen later on in the Mirror of Erised is everybody who was with him when he went to go die.
Right, because they're all his family. Everyone is practically his family at the end of the book. Mm-hmm. So.
Well.
Or important to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Oh, sorry, guys. My leg was like, I don't know, being attached to my body.
We talked about that.
Norberta.
If he saw Sirius in the mirror, he would have recognized him in Prisoner of Azkaban.
True.
Ooh, yeah.
'Tis true.
Thank you, Kate.
Chapter 14, Norbert the Norwegian Ridgeback brings us Ed.
Sorry about your omittance.
Yeah, Ed was omitted from the chapter.
Mr. Charlie Weasley.
Oh.
Are you in on this joke?
She doesn't know the joke.
I get so confused. I'm like, who the hell is Ed? The love of my life.
Speaking of, guys, Charlie Weasley is featured on Taylor Swift's new album.
Yeah, they're good friends. Did you not know that? They have a song together. They have several songs together, actually.
No, but really, Charlie Weasley is on Reputation.
Which song?
Endgame.
Oh, I want to be your endgame.
I'm the only one that doesn't know because I haven't listened to the album.
Big reputation. Big reputation. Ooh, you and me, we got big reputations. And you heard about me. Ooh, I got some big enemies.
All right.
I could sing you other songs that aren't Taylor Swift. I also could sing you old Taylor Swift songs because I like those better.
Please, let's not.
No, we're talking about Charlie Weasley here.
I could sing you his songs too because God knows I love him. How many times have I seen him in concert? I think 4. Puts on a good show. The last one I went to, he had James Blunt open for him and they came out and sang a song. Oh my God, it was so good. And they had, at one point, he sang a song, How Do I Know? I think that's how it's called. I'm sorry. But he like had his, one of his like carpenters or something came out and played the piano. Oh my God, it was so good.
So they put Ron in
Ron.
The detention.
Ron Weasley. Yeah, in the movies.
And in the book, he's in the hospital wing.
And it's Neville. Yeah, because he gets bit by the, I almost said by the fang, by the dragon.
By Norbert.
Even though he says it's just a dog.
Yeah, I wonder what she was thinking. She's probably like, you're a liar.
I think it's interesting as well that in the book, after all of those points get taken, which we've discussed in depth and know that I disagree with, all of the Hufflepuffs and Ravenclaws are like super, Gryffindors, Hufflepuffs and Ravenclaws are super annoyed and mad that Harry and the trio lost them, those points.
Yeah.
But it seems like nobody really cares in the books. I mean, in the movies.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Well, because do you see this?
Not a lot is really.
The school hates and loves Harry so much throughout the series. And I feel like it's not conveyed as much. Like we see it in 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the tasks and because of Cedric and, you know, Hufflepuff and whatever, who's the true Hogwarts champion. But, like, it happens so much.
Yeah, there's not really a big focus on points, I think, in the movies. You know, I mean, like, it's mentioned briefly, but there's... Sarah, you're
someone
so
said they
weird.
Liked the Ollivander's box in the window.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
That's for me.
Mm-hmm. I love that face you make. It's great.
My question is, do we see them get all those points taken away?
Yeah.
Because we see them with the troll.
Well, it says that Professor McGonagall takes 50 points from Slytherin instead of 20. She says 50 points will be taken each before saying all 4 of you will receive detention. Till she says that Malfoy doesn't know that he would also be getting detention. Well, in the book, Malfoy is caught by McGonagall before Filch catches Harry, Neville, and Hermione. Hermione.
I think that the next big thing is them going through all the tasks.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Wait. I have one thing I realized that really annoys me.
Wait, don't tell me.
What annoys you?
They don't call it the Forbidden Forest in the movie.
The Dark Forest.
Why?
Do they?
Why can you not just call it the Forbidden Forest?
You'll be going into the Dark Forest.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's stupid.
I feel like a rock star right now.
When you hold it, I want to try and hold it.
You are a rock star.
Do you think it'll be annoying on the recording if I'm holding it?
No, just don't.
You might be able to hear a little bump, but I don't know.
Okay.
Katie and I are going to be normal.
Yeah.
Well, that's debatable. Y'all aren't normal.
Well, we're as normal as we can be.
Through the trap door.
Yeah.
What's that? So we could talk about the
harp.
Fact that, yep.
The harp and the flute. Yeah. Obviously, that's a difference. Due to Peeves' omission from the movie, the scene where Harry manages to drive the Bloody Baron away is gone. No Bloody Baron.
You don't really ever, I mean, you kind of see him, but you don't ever see him.
I'm pretty sure you like only see him once.
Whenever they remake, and he was like happy. He was like, woo.
One more time.
Thank you. Whenever they remake these in, you know, how many years,
I don't want them to, but you know they will.
I'll still watch them.
Put in Peeves.
Oh, they will.
Please.
Put in Peeves, please.
Do you guys think on Instagram Live that they're going to remake these movies years down the road?
Yeah, let us know your opinion.
My opinion.
We want your peppers and opinions, please.
It's been a while since
so good
throwback. We could talk about the devil's snare, because like even the way they fall into it is different and how they get out of it is different. I wish they would have put in Ron telling Hermione like, are you a witch or not?
We don't have any wood.
They create an incantation instead of like they create an incantation for the bluebell flame, but there is no known incantation
for it, right?
Lumos Solem is what she uses, but then even then it's not
a different one.
But it's not blue.
No.
Yeah, she does use, what's that one? Lacarum Inflammare.
Yeah.
But it's not blue flames.
Nope.
It can't.
I bet you what she says. Flamo bluo.
You're right. So Hermione panics in the novel with the devil's snare.
But like she's
and then
the
in
way-
this it's reverse Ron panics.
Yeah.
In the movies. Mm-hmm.
I wish that like you could have, because the way they describe it in the book, it sounds like in the movies it looks like it's like a almost like a, for example, like a glass with like saran wrap over it and you're trying to get through the saran wrap, where like in the books it sounds like you're just going to fall onto it and you have to get off and like you're just going to walk down the rest of the court. Like it's only like it's on the wall or something. Do you get what I'm saying? Like no matter how you're going to fall onto it.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're not going to go through it to get to the next thing. You're just going to have to like get out of it and walk away. That's what it feels like to me in the book, at least.
Yeah.
We got some agreements for them remaking the series at one point in time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
They'll remake it, as someone said, for the next generation.
Well,
next generation.
Someone was putting out a fake Netflix thing coming in like 2020 or something like that, and it was like Harry, it was like a picture of this green eyed dark haired boy with, it had like a cover over his face and then like an actual like you know how lightning will split,
yeah,
and it looked real. It wasn't like
right,
it was, it like scattered kind of down his forehead and it said like Netflix at the bottom. It said coming in 2020. And people were losing their minds. It's not real, guys. Sorry.
It's real for us, Tiffany.
I think, though.
But, well, and honestly, do you ever think Joe's going to actually sell that to Netflix?
No. But I think that people were excited about it because they just announced a Lord of the Rings Netflix series.
I'm so excited for it. It's Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Whatever. Yeah.
But honestly, you guys, true fans, like I know a really, shout out to Dylan Scott. He is a big Lord of the Rings fan. He's not pleased. I'm not that big into the Lord of the Rings, so I think I would enjoy it.
I want to.
However,
see it.
If you got a Harry Potter one, what would you think initially?
I would have to watch it. Like,
but what's your first thought? Do you want it right now? Because think about how fresh Lord of the Rings is for people.
Thing. I would say absolutely. I would want to watch it, but at the same time, if it's not good, I'd hate it. You know what I mean?
But like, you put that up as good. It's like that's the gamble, though.
I wouldn't want it right now. I would watch it.
At this moment in time, I wouldn't want it. Maybe when Fantastic Beasts is done and we're kind of like itching for something new. But like right now, we have that to look forward to.
We have Dan, we have Emma, we have Rupert. Like, who would be Snape?
Yeah, no, no.
No one.
What if Dan Radcliffe was Snape?
Okay, I'd watch.
He could be.
Have you not seen him in like.
Did you
that
hear
one?
That Snape could be your Snape?
Snapers are gonna Snape.
But
yeah, I think that once the novelty of Fantastic Beasts dies down, maybe I would want something like that.
Yeah.
But not right now.
Yeah. I just don't know if they could do it just like if you have to think about the sets,
but what if
the
they
costumes
could?
And the and all of that money that goes into those big blockbusters like Lord of the Rings, how in the H are you going to recreate that within a TV series?
But they could is what I'm saying. What do if they have?
I know Amazon is ginormous. I know like but like do you have the means to make this good? Because everybody's trying to do a Game of Thrones.
Oh, and Game of Thrones is good.
And everybody's trying to do that. Everybody but wants that thing, Game though, of Thrones.
The one thing I like that a TV show can bring you, I feel like more so than a movie can.
Details.
Yes, a lot more. Even just miniseries. Like, you can pack it full of, like, everything that happens
if
almost.
If they were to do that, I would want one season per book.
At least, yeah. But like at the same time, I'm the one I would like to at least watch it and see what even with the Lord of Things, I'm excited to see it.
Well, yeah,
because
But you're not.
I don't know a not, lot of
you're
that
not
stuff.
Hardcore.
But I watched. Correct.
That's why. I
but
think.
At the same time, but like, here's my thing. Like I've seen all of the movies except for all the Hobbit movies. But like I
what?
I'm sorry. I don't think I've seen.
All right,
the
come
one.
Over. We'll do this.
I've never seen the Hobbit movies.
You can also come over.
I just okay.
I know
watched
I would
the
like
second
them.
One.
They're so good.
You don't. You said you don't like Lord of the Rings.
I liked the movies.
If you walk that way and turn left, you'll find the door.
My only thing is, like, I tried reading it, but I was, like, in grade school. So, like, if I picked it up now, I might be able to read it, but I don't know if I have the time.
Tolkien's hard. He's hard to get through.
I read and enjoyed The Hobbit, but I couldn't get into reading The Lord of the Rings book.
He's hard to read.
Like, I just, it was not something that, like, that wasn't something I wanted to read when I was, like, because I remember picking it up in grade school, and I was like, meh. You're really long, and I want to read Harry Potter, so I chose Harry Potter instead. Like, not, like, it just was like, I'll reread it kind of thing. But, like, I'm a watcher. Like, I like to watch all that stuff, so I'm going to see it just to see what it is, and if it's crap, I'm not going to continue to watch it. Although I've been known to watch crap, so.
Yeah.
Oh, don't judge me on my television shows.
No, I'm going to judge you real hard on the TV shows.
What do I watch that you don't like?
Anything on Hallmark Channel.
I don't watch that.
I've seen you sitting in front of it. You
only
because
my mom's
channel.
With me.
I came in. You were by yourself
no,
in the living room.
No, she would have yelled at me. Am I paying attention?
What's
no.
Harry Potter?
I don't know.
Let's talk about it. Find out.
We can also talk about the difference where, like, and I didn't realize, because it brings to me, ties together when they're flying in the room to get the key. All three of them are flying.
Yes.
And they corner the key to grab it. We're yep. like, they're stronger together.
And the keys aren't attacking them in the...
I also, no, they don't attack.
I also think that that shows...
Hermione's
courage to go and fly like that, because yeah. she's not comfortable doing it.
She's definitely afraid of it.
Yeah. yeah.
I liked that.
Shows her Gryffindor is showing.
And then the chess scene is pretty...
It's good.
That's pretty yeah. much the same, yeah. which is good.
Although you can say that he wasn't... He being Ron doesn't have to get onto the horse because the whole right. piece moves away for him.
Yeah.
And, but that's, I mean, who cares?
Yeah. So, it looked cool with him being on the horse. Let's
yeah,
be real.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And that's when Hermione fell in love with Ron and she's like, oh, I want to have your baby someday.
That's
a boy and a girl.
That's headcanon.
They're my one true pairing. They're actually not, but they're up there. They're my second true pairing.
What am I looking for here?
I don't know.
We want to talk
potions?
About
the omittance of the potions. Like, we kind of covered that.
Did you see this in here, though? It says, it's odd that they didn't put Snape's in there because Hagrid tells Harry, Ron, and Hermione that Snape is one of the teachers protecting the stone. However, Snape's obstacle appears in Disc 2 special features of the DVD.
I wonder if they did that on purpose to make you think about, still continue to think that it's Snape. Oh, like, if you haven't read the books, you don't know it's not Snape.
I think that's a lie. That scene
I don't
does
know.
Not exist.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have watched every single special feature of Sorcerer's Stone, and I have never seen that.
This, though, says it's also possible that Snape in the movie could be like a private investigator or security guard who keeps an eye out for anyone trying to get to the stone. So like Sarah said, in the movie, not having a room could kind of like help lead your mind to thinking that he's still the one.
Because they, you know, if you're only going off watching the movie and not reading the book.
Yeah.
The whole time, especially if you've not read the books, you're thinking, because in the books you think it's Snape too.
Well, they also, you know, to that point, they omit Quirrell's and Snape's. Yeah. So maybe they do that to try
what was Quirrell's?
The troll. The troll.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, and people think Snape... People only started speculating that Snape would... Well, to my knowledge, at least when I heard about it, people didn't start speculating him being a good guy until 6, when they thought that Dumbledore asked to be killed, like begged to be killed, mm-hmm. and Snape obliged. That was the first I had heard that it was like a planned killing. People started to speculate, and of course they were correct. But so I guess they're just trying to make you think that he sucks.
Yeah.
The man with two faces?
Mm-hmm. The man with two faces.
Okay.
We're at the end here, guys.
It's good because I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I don't think they had any. I don't think they ever made that. Like yeah. You were saying.
I don't know. See what I'm saying? The Wikia.
He doesn't. Quirrell doesn't mention
BS.
Snape at Hogwarts with his father. Mm-hmm. In this the little speech that he's got going on.
Yeah. You don't hear about the toilet seat at all.
Oh, in the film, Harry's parents appear in the mirror, and Voldemort says he can bring them back.
But in the book, or in the movie, they're like in the fire. Their faces appear in the fire.
That's what I was. No, yeah, it's in the mirror. You see fire in the background because he puts a fire up around.
Oh, I always kind of just envisioned that, like, just in the fire.
Megan doesn't know the movie.
Oh, who's Harry Potter?
We're about to watch it again.
That's true.
As if you haven't seen it 5,000 times.
Leave me alone.
In the book, when Harry touches Quirrell, his skin blisters. In the film, his hand turns to stone and crumbles.
In the...
And that's how he dies when he grabs his face.
In the movie, I don't like that they really do kind of make you think that Quirrell is dead before Harry passes out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because... Dumbledore pulled Quirrell off
Harry.
Of the Harry. Mm-hmm. And then we don't really know. We can only speculate as to what happens next.
But in the movie, it's kind of scary. Like, you see him and his face is all blank and just dust. And he kind of, like, stumbles towards Harry like a zombie. It's super and then he terrifying. Poofs.
And then you see Voldywisp.
Voldywisp
fly away. Okay, so, yeah, in the book, Harry is unconscious. When Quirrell dies, that way he's not... He's not able to see Thestrals until Diggory
Order
dies.
Order of the Phoenix.
Sad.
Yep. Madame Pomfrey's. It says she's omitted. There's an unknown nurse who appears. I don't remember that.
I do. You see her in the background.
It's just like this
random.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just like goes in the door office.
Okay. Perronel's not mentioned.
Ever.
She matters.
Yeah.
Who matters?
Perronel.
Flamel.
That's cute. Perronel Flamel.
Hagrid gives him the photo album at a different time, but like, who cares about that? I like it in the movie a lot.
Yeah,
actually,
it's
and also, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've watched literally like all of the special features for like all of the movies, and there's this little documentary where they're talking about how they're filming, and this scene where Hagrid gives Harry that photo album is actually the first scene that they ever filmed for Sorcerer's Stone. That was the very first thing. And they had tried to put the contacts in Dan's eyes to be green, but he was allergic to them. So his eyes look all red and watery. And it works perfectly for that scene
because it
looks like he's crying, like he's so thankful for this book that Hagrid gave him. But in reality, his eyes were just really irritated from the contacts. But it ended up working perfect. And also, if you look very closely at the shot of the trio on the train, Hermione has fake buck teeth in. And that's the only scene where they filmed her with fake buck teeth.
Oh,
interesting.
So, yeah, I have to look at that.
It's neat.
Oh, and then Harry returns to the Dursleys, but that's not true in the film. On the platform.
Yeah, in the movie, he just goes on the train and then it's over.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it ends differently.
And that be it.
I have to read something funny. There's also like character physical appearances that they compare, like how Hermione doesn't really have bushy hair, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But under Ron, it says... Ron in the book is also described as having big hands and feet, as well as a long nose. Actor Rupert Grint has a regular-sized nose and hands.
That's true.
Thank you, Wikia, for your descriptions.
Oh, did you know apparently the film reveals that the 12th 12th use for dragon's blood is an oven cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Did we say that?
I think we said that in the previous episode. Yeah. But
I'm pretty sure that, like, I don't know.
Oh, apparently Hagrid is eight feet and six inches tall.
Whew.
Oh, hold on.
Three owls played Hedwig.
Hedwig.
Gizmo, Ook, and Sprout, but mainly Gizmo.
Baby owls.
Oh, the tabby cat used in the movie ran away during filming and came back 2 days later.
Oh my god.
That's amazing. Yeah. Just prowling around Hogwarts.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I just choked on spit.
Throughout the Harry Potter franchise, Daniel Radcliffe went through 160 pairs of glasses. He also went through a lot of wands because he'll like tell you in interviews because he was constantly playing with them.
Mm-hmm. Always drumming.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm gonna sign off on this one.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for hanging.
No, I meant I was gonna sign off on the episode.
Oh.
Go.
Make sure that you use our pinned post in our Facebook group to use for discussion on this episode. We'll respond to you if you post any questions, comments, concerns, blah, blah, blah. Go find us on Facebook at Swish and Flick Podcast and Swish Flickcast.
Why blah, blah, blah?
For people who post questions and comments, we'll respond. With blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And you can find us at Swish Flick Cast on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. You can also now call and leave us voicemails at 330-552-7043. If you're calling us internationally, just dial 1 before the number and then find us and follow us on Patreon. By supporting us on Patreon, it only helps us to provide you with better content more often. We are looking forward to reaching our next goal. We're really close, and that is where we're going to start doing vlogs.
Get to see our faces a lot.
So
sorry for you guys to have to look.
Head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast and support your favorite Potter podcast.
Are you a Dementor right now?
Yeah.
Dementor. Okay, so that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Bye.
Darn it.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Yep. Okay.
Me.
Achoo.
Bless you.
Thank you.
This is what I go through almost every time.
Must be painful.
I'll show you painful. Okay. All right.
Katie!
I'm sorry, I had to.
Okay.
Theater in my space.
I apologize.
30,000 inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.